News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News.
A man in his 50s has been arrested in connection with the murder of Miriam Burns, who was found dead in her home on Monday afternoon. Yesterday, Gardaí launched a murder investigation into the death of the mother of four, who was regarded as a pillar of the community in Killarney. For the latest, I'm joined by Ralph Regal, journalist with the Irish Independent. Ralph, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, there were suspicious circumstances when the body of Miriam Burns was first discovered, and then the Gardaí escalated it into a murder investigation.
Yeah, very much so, Pat. What happened was that a relative of Mrs. Burns was very concerned at the inability to contact her over the weekend. Now, locally, it appears that Mrs. Burns was last seen sometime on Friday afternoon, Friday evening. So neighbours went to the property at lunchtime on Monday. She was seen in a front room with visible injuries. They were immediately concerned. They contacted the Gardaí. Gardaí attended the scene with paramedics, and a full post-mortem examination was conducted at University Hospital Kerry. And on foot of the results of that post-mortem examination, Gardaí launched a murder investigation. Within minutes of that murder investigation being confirmed, Gardaí had arrested a man in his 50s. He was arrested in the South Kerry area. He was arrested on suspicion of Mrs. Burns' murder and taken to Killarney Garda Station. Now, he was detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act of 1984. And what that means, Pat, is that he can be held for up to 24 hours for questioning by Gardaí. Now, periods of medical assessment and rest periods are taken out of that 24 hours. So he can be held potentially up until probably tomorrow. And at that which point, then Gardaí must make a decision to either release him or charge him. Now, in the interim, forensic officers were conducting a very detailed examination of the property, just literally on the outskirts of Killarney. Shanavuli is probably within walking distance of the outlet centre in Killarney that a lot of people would be familiar with. Gardaí also conducted door-to-door inquiries to see had anybody heard anything suspicious. And there's also been a public appeal issued for anyone who would have seen anything untoward in the general area between lunchtime, early evening of last Friday, and lunchtime on Monday. And then, as well as that, Gardaí are also trawling through CCTV security camera footage from various business premises, restaurants, or whatever in the general area. So it's a very much a major investigation, and it's very much accelerating at this point.
Mm. Now, the arrest was made fairly promptly after the Gardaí announced a murder investigation. Is it known locally whether or not the suspect was known to Mrs. Burns?
Yeah, that's very much the indication locally. Now, Gardaí are very tight-lipped about this. They're saying nothing. But locally, it is believed that the individual in custody is known to Mrs. Burns. And that would fit with a number of things that we know about. For instance, there was no sign of any forced entry at the property, which would indicate that whoever was there was either known to Mrs. Burns or was familiar to her. So there's still a lot of work to be done. I mean, Garda Forensics are processing. The scene is expected to be unsealed today, but there's still a lot of work in terms of processing the material that was sampled from it. Now, for operational reasons, Gardaí are not releasing the details of the post-mortem, but we understand that Mrs. Burns was subjected to quite a serious assault. Now, she's from a very, very well-respected and large family in the South Kerry area. And I think it's indicative of just the esteem in which she was held, was the emotions that were visible in the housing estate yesterday. I mean, I was there for a good chunk of the day, and you'd talk to people, and a lot of people got visibly upset at the loss of this lady. I mean, she was described locally as Killarney's smiling lady. And every single person I spoke to spoke about how kind-hearted she was, how, you know, warm. If she met you, it was always a very cheery wave and a bright smile. She was also very well known around Killarney for her fondness of using a bicycle for her travels. And neighbours would say that, you know, it wouldn't be unusual for two or three times a day that you'd see Miriam Burns cycling around on various errands. She was very, very involved in community groups within Killarney. She was a mother of four and a grandmother. And a lot of people particularly knew her because she was so house proud. The house was absolutely kept perfectly, and she was particularly keen on gardening and very well known locally for her love of growing roses. And it was probably a poignant thing yesterday that, you know, amid all of the guard activity around the house, the roses in the garden were in full bloom.
Now, the investigation moves apace, and the question is about CCTV, which could confirm the identity of someone arriving at least on the street, perhaps. How much CCTV is there in the area where Mrs. Burns lived?
In the immediate vicinity, there doesn't appear to be a lot, but in the general area, there is quite a bit, Pat, because you've got garages, you've fast food restaurants, you have a lot of those type of premises. There's a couple of supermarkets. So what Gardaí are doing is they're going to be going through that CCTV footage to try and determine the movements of specific individuals, including Mrs. Burns, in terms of going to and from her property.
All right, Ralph, thank you very much for joining us with the latest update. And the individual will either be released or charged probably within the next 10 to 12 hours based on what Ralph has been saying.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.